Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So long as you are broken and scarred, lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed by a perfect God.
All right, so good morning, my friends. We actually look back on the past week and have to thank God, because there was sun and it was warmth and it was like time to get out, do some bike riding, do some activities outside instead of sitting inside and waiting for, you know, the next time we had to snow blow our driveway. So I really appreciated this week. It actually gave me a chance to be out of my house. The bad news about that is that means a lot of things in my house obviously didn't get addressed. However, one of the things that have been so prevalent since last week's show is the drama situation, right? That simple solution that typically could be found, but instead we create a whole lot of other unexpected things and make kind of like a mountain out of a molehill. And so I noticed not only did that show resonate with many people, so I love that, and I appreciated the text messages and the people reaching out, but how it just became more obvious how many people use that word. Honestly, in almost every conversation, I don't care what age group, what gender, you know, people just kept referring to how much they hate drama. And so I think, you know, you got to take one, you got to be one to know one, or, you know, sometimes the thing you see the most is the thing that God wants you to most see, right? So I hope you're working on your drama, because I know this mama is working on her drama. So here's the deal. One of the things that my man and I continue to work on and navigate is when one says something but really means another. So let me give you an example. You know, Bob will go looking for something and then he'll complain because he can't find it. Okay. Now, what that says to me is that he doesn't feel that I've organized something in a way that's acceptable to him. Now, he didn't say that, but that's just how it feels, right? Then he'll open a drawer and make reference to how everything is, you know, who puts this in this drawer? Like, you know, he makes fun of me because my envelope is in with the Saran wrap. Okay, I guess that's not normal. But nonetheless, like when we moved in a year ago, it just seemed to be a way to like shove it in that drawer, worry about it later. There was like bigger battles to fight and things to focus my energy on. But what I notice is he's always so quick to focus and point out the messes, right? The things that just don't seem in order. What I've noticed is we don't have time to clean up some messes like in our closets or our drawers or our garages or, you know, oftentimes even in our lives, because we are so busy like running from one thing to the other. You know, our typical weekend is a 4 a.m. wake up call to drive a couple hours, you know, to watch volleyball for a few hours. And literally it's a 15-hour day of being away. Okay. Not a lot of time to be cleaning drawers and organizing closets. Now, that might sound like an excuse, but the reality is we are not the only family who is overcommitted, who is literally finding difficulty doing the things that would make them feel better overall, but instead feel like they're getting run over. And when you're married to a man who goes out of his way to point out how things are so disorganized, and here's the thing, I'll say we should clean the porch. So Bob's response is, so is that you and the mouse in your pocket? Because when I say we should, that typically means I am saying to my man, you should, right? Like, we should really probably get some toilet paper in the bathrooms, which I realize is another thing Bob does that we can't seem to handle. We can't get our clothes. We can get them off of our body and onto the floor, but we can't get them down to the laundry room where Bob washes them, hangs them, folds them, and then delivers them back to us. So anyway, my house is just a mess. My drawers, my closets, my garage, like everything just seems to be the biggest mess. And so here, so Psy did I. And here's the deal. When I tell you what Psy means, you'll be so happy because I know I'm not the only one who's breathing in and breathing out a big sigh about the mess that we have either created, we are living in, or we continue to allow. So you're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And we'll be back to talk about some breathing room after the break. All right, so welcome back. So I cannot be the only one who feels like they need some breathing room that literally takes that sigh of, like, as Bob does, like that's his way of telling us, like, we're just not measuring up. And when we're looking at our life, it's entirely different than when we're looking at a drawer or a cabinet or a closet or something that literally in the big picture really doesn't mean nearly as much as when we look at the mess or the breathing room that we need in our lives when it comes to our relationships, our finances, or our scheduling, right? So it's not a joke when we see parents running from sun up to sundown, here, there, and everywhere, taking their kids, you know, to all of these different places. It's just like a hamster on a wheel. And at times we wonder, like, what's really important? Like, what is the necessary space between my current pace and my actual limit, right? We all look at that person who looks like they have it all together, looks like they can just navigate, have 2,000 balls in the air. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, the person who looks like they have it all together does not, and probably never will have it all together. It just looks like that, right? And when we are comparing our ability and need for breathing room compared to somebody else, it's kind of unreasonable, right? We talk about comparison in other shows. When we compare, we put ourselves here or there, here being superior or there being inferior, and that's just never going to sit well with any of us. So all we're asked to do, right, as people of faith, is to know what our limits are. Like, what is my limit? What is the red line that I got to draw in the sand that says, like, it's time for me to not add one more thing, right? It's time for me not to add one more thing to my relationship, to my finances, or to my scheduling, right? These three areas are so key, and they absolutely trump all day and every day a closet, a drawer, or a cabinet, right? Relationally, financially, and our schedules, we have got to allow for some breathing room. Now, something happened this week that really frosted me when it came to the scheduling situation. I have four children, as you know, and I am an enabler, as you know. Although I do try to hold them accountable, I really try to step into that space, and so does Bob, to kind of alleviate or help when we can. You know, some people's opinion would be we've crossed lines. Other people would say we don't do enough. It doesn't really matter what you say or someone else thinks. We feel like helping out is a good thing. All of us want to help out until we feel totally taken advantage of and disrespected. So this week, there were three instances, of course, on the same day with three out of four of my children, where one needed help with an insurance thing, one needed help with an apartment thing, and one needed help with a class registering thing, in other words, payment, right? In every instance, my three kids all had the same response when we reached out to them needing some answers or some clarity around what they were requesting of us to do. My friends, all three of my children responded that they couldn't respond because they were, take a big guess, at the pool. Okay, I'm at the pool. Okay, if you're at the pool, then I'm pretty sure you could be handling your insurance. If you're at the pool, you could probably be handling your classes and your payment. And if you're at the pool, you could probably be navigating your lease. So here's the deal. At that time, I really needed some breathing room. At that time, I did that big sigh, like sigh standing for sitting in God's hands. Because if I don't sit in God's hands, I'm going to fly to where my kids are and probably slap them so silly that it probably won't end well. So here's the deal. We all have limits. My limits are different than your limits. But in an attempt to get the most out of our lives, we oftentimes push ourselves to the very limit. And until we push ourselves to the limit, we really don't realize that we have leveraged and allowed ourselves zero room for margin. And here's the end result. We feel like it's out of control, right? Because we're trying to control so many things and keep so many balls in the air, we oftentimes feel like we have leveraged ourselves to such a level that we absolutely lose control, right? I mean, we are people of faith. People listening to this show, I think typically, are people who are looking for some godly wisdom or a godly perspective, and for me to connect faith and life. And here's the deal. We are, regardless of what the world tells us, inspired to, commanded to, it's highly recommended that we lead a life of faith and trust, right? And that requires some sustainable pace where we can keep doing what we need to be doing while we're running our own race, right? This is kind of a Dr. Seuss rhyming show today. So we are wanting to sustain a certain pace, but in the meantime, running our own race. And that race is our own personal one, right? Relationally, financially, and with our schedules. So here's the gig. When we don't have breathing room, when we cannot breathe in that sigh of like, I'm sitting in God's hands, I know my pace, I'm running my race, there is no breathing room. And a couple things typically happen, right? Inevitably, our stress level goes up, period. As time is running out, we can all feel that thing that's happening when time is running out and we're fighting the clock, right? Number two, our focus narrows. When we feel like we have no breathing room, that we are leveraged to the max, no margin for error, we become fixed and focused on the very thing that we can't do, right? It's like we are so much more aware of what we're not going to be able to do than recognizing if we just had a little breathing room and a little bit of sighing and that, like, just sitting in God's hands for just that 1 minute, right? We would be handling it differently. And third, our relationships suffer. There is no doubt about it that we are going to take it out, work it out, show up in a much different way when we feel like we just can't breathe, right? We've all had that time that we feel like there's just not enough hours in the day. And when we overcommit relationally, financially, or with our schedules, we are bound to not be able to successfully, sustainably run our race at a God-honoring and fearing pace. You got to love that. So you're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. Thanks to Cunis Country Auto Group. We will talk about on the other side of the break the solution. Like, what are we going to do to get some more of that breathing room, which we all need? We'll be back after the break. All right, so welcome back. You're journeying with Judy, and today our topic is breathing room, like that space between our current pace and what is our actual limit. Like, honestly recognizing that what I can navigate and handle might be entirely different than what's your normal. Like, my normal is not your normal, and that's okay. But as soon as we can figure out the underlying thing, we usually can identify the thing that's driving that overload, that mess that we create in our schedules, in our relationships, or in our finances, because we can't do 1,000 things to the glory of God, right? So we try to go here, there, and everywhere. We are scheduled back to back. We're working too much. We're spending too much. We're running too much. And there's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason that we work like crazy, put our kids in every sport, why we're not disciplined in certain areas, and why we've got a calendar that looks worse than my drawer, my cabinet, my closet, or even worse than the recent mess I made. You probably heard this on a previous show. I like to carry a lot of things, like from my car, into my house or from my house into my car. I'm kind of like a bag lady. I bring three or four bags everywhere. I typically have a cup of coffee, a bottle of water, and a protein shake everywhere, every time I'm getting in and out of my car. Well, my man's idea is just go make two trips, like go twice to the car or bring two trips into the house. But instead, I like to, I don't know, set myself up to fail and try to carry every single thing. And so after dropping a full cup of coffee on the ground, only to a day later trying to carry too many things again and spilling an entire protein shake all over the counter, which just, you know, inevitably goes into the drawers that are already messy. And then, you know, the time where I poured a whole protein shake down my gear shifter, right? Down the gear shifter of a brand new Mercedes-Benz back in the day. So, guys, I know about making messes. I know about cleaning up messes. And I do know that when we allow ourselves some space while we're running this crazy pace, the odds are we'll just show up more authentically us in a place of less stress, more focus, and not having our relationship suffer. So here's the deal. What's the driver? What is the driver in our spending, in our pace, and in our relationships? What is it? Like, I'll tell you what it is. It's fear. My friends, it is fear. That thing that I've used as an acronym on multiple shows and in multiple speaking events, fear. False evidence appearing real, right? False evidence appearing real. Like, we can fill in the blank. If we're being honest, open, and transparent, right? And we're going to understand the underlying thing, which is typically the identifying thing that causes us to be on a crazy train, relationally, financially, and with our schedules. You can fill in the blank. Everyone would typically answer the same way. If I ask the question, why don't you take more time? Why don't you come home from work early? Why don't you schedule less thing for your kids? The response is almost always the same. If I do it, then blank will happen. If I don't do it, then blank will happen, right? So we have, I know the driver for me having my kids in sports was always like, what else are they going to do? You know, people make fun of me that we drag Campbell, you know, to volleyball for, you know, 15 hours a day on a weekend. But literally, I don't know what else she would be doing. Like, she wouldn't be serving the poor. She probably wouldn't be working a full-time job. She might just be taking more photos and looking at Instagram and Facebook and all the things that would ultimately allow her to feel less than good about herself, right? So if I ask you why you don't stop, you will tell me why you don't stop is because you are afraid of something. Fear drives our spending, our scheduling, and our relationships, right? There's just no doubt about it. And that thing about fear, it's funny. Bob challenged Campbell on this the other day. Two things about Campbell. The other day we were talking about comparison, right? And so my daughter said, yeah, I really want to go on a diet. My response was, well, who are you comparing yourself to? And she said, no one. Why would I compare myself to somebody else? Okay, if I could meet one woman or 10 women that could actually have that philosophy as a 16-year-old girl, like, I think we all do that. We all compare, right? And when we're being driven by fear versus faith, we got this fear, my friends. We got this fear of missing out, right? I've always said that I do not need to be on the A-list. And very quickly after my kids got into their teenage years, I was off people's A-list, made it not even to the B-list. And actually, I'm off all of the lists and don't even get invited. But here's the thing. Many of us, if we're honest, we don't want to miss out. We don't want our kids to miss out. And those are the things that are driving us, right? When we look at the comparison trap, it's that same thing. We're afraid we're going to fall behind. Like, if I don't do this, I'm going to fall behind because I'm looking at how they're living, what they're driving, where they're traveling, what they're wearing. And I'm thinking, if I don't do this, then I'm afraid I can't have that, right? Those things matter not, right? My favorite scripture verse says, seek first the kingdom of God and all else will be given unto you, right? Our fear of maybe even not mattering much has the potential to drive us far away from the things that we value the most. Let me repeat that. Our fear of not mattering, falling behind, or missing out could be the very thing that has the potential to drive us not towards, but away the thing that matters the most. Okay? God speaks so beautifully on this topic. I'm getting the peace sign from Kurt. That means I got to wrap it up. And I got like 5 more pages worth of notes. My friends, this is such valuable material, such applicable stuff. And again, I got to give the credit to my buddy Andy Stanley, because his North Point ministry gives me so much of my material because it's so relatable and it's so applicable. And you don't even have to be a believer to be able to apply some of the things we're talking about. My friends, God spoke to this issue very specifically when he gave us the day of rest. Do you remember that? Do you know that the Sabbath is the day of rest? Because he knows that when we run our race at this uncontrollable, non-sustainable, non-satisfying pace, then it's not being driven by faith. It's not being driven by trust in God. It is literally being driven by fear, fear of missing out, fear of not mattering, fear of falling behind, fear of whatever, which ends up taking us away from the very thing that matters the most. So here's the deal. Jesus is not against, let me just be clear, because my son Chandler would say, even Jesus thinks I should play whatever that video game is, I can't think of the name of it right now, for 10 hours a day. No, he does not. Jesus does believe that you should have goals, you should plan, you should prepare, you should be ready and stay ready so you don't have to get ready. But he also says very specifically, do not worry. Do not worry about you, what you will wear or what you will eat, because here's the deal. Your Father, says Matthew 6:32, you don't need to worry because your Father knows what you need. See, God knows what we need. And when we are chasing desires that are driven by what we think we want, we almost always lose sight of what we need. And so I guess I got to end this show by saying that I'm praying for you that this week you seek first his kingdom and all else will be given to you. And every time you feel you're running that uncontrollable pace, when you recognize not only is your closet and your cabinet and your drawer a mess, but your life in regards to your finances and your relationships and your schedule just needs a line in the sand, just needs you to step back, just needs you to take that great big old sigh sitting in God's hands so you can do what you can, when you can, because you can. And most importantly, you're doing it to the glory of God, and you have got to be digging that. So thanks for staying tuned. Next week, we'll have even a better show that's applicable and relatable. In the meantime, keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.